No, not Kid Rock. But I had Red Bull this morning. No, I didn't. Sorry, I had a Nos. I drank cheap shit. I can't even lie about this. Drinking the cheap shit. What the hell is up with McGonfo this morning? Yesterday was the awakening. The bring it back to the party time. Hang on a second, I'm gonna choke. Woo! Evidently, you're supposed to drink the energy drink, not breathe the energy drink. That's how you get wings. So yesterday, it happened. It happened. Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. I had my first ride of the season. I went over to Rock and Roll Harley-Davidson and pulled Miss Fiona and her sexy self out of storage. Plopped all my shit in her bags and brought her home. And on my way home, stopped by Window Liquor's place, and what do I see? But he's sitting in his garage, sitting on his motorcycle. Says he was installing a cup holder. I think he was just sitting there making vroom vroom noises, hopping up and down. Doesn't matter. He said, "Well, I'm thinking about going for a ride." And I said, "Well, I'm thinking that sounds amazing. I just got to throw on a new air cleaner." I said, "I'll be ready in 15 minutes." He says, "Cool, I'll jet over." I'm like, "All right." So I roll on home, rip off the old big nose jet I had, and put on a little bit sleeker open one I picked up because I hated the way that that one rubbed on my knee. And put on a new one that rubs on my knee even worse. So I can't win for losing on the air cleaner battle. I guess I'm just going to have to go out and actually spend dollar bills and stop with these cheap imitation shits. I just don't feel like spending a ton of money on an expensive air cleaner when I got a stock engine that's under warranty and I can't really do anything to it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to have to deal with getting it flashed because I got some high CFM action going on. So I'm just running Reinhardt slip-ons, you know, anything I can get away with because of this fucking warranty. And you know, I'm so stuck on this, right? Because I'm a tinkerer. I want to do shit. I want to do pipes. I want to stage three this motherfucker. I'd like to stage four this motherfucker if I had pickle money. I don't got pickle money. But Twerk's got twerk money too. These guys in their 131s. Pretty badass. Me, I got the extended warranty because I compile miles, right? Put 18K on that the first year I had it. Last year wasn't as good because I had a lot of shit going on. But this year should be another 15 to 20K a year, you know. So I'm racking up the miles, and it's important to me that I have the warranty to cover it because I want to be able to hop on that thing, you know, no brain it. Out to the PCH, no brain it out to Boston, no brain it down to Florida, you know, like just that peace of mind, like, oh, if something dies, fuck it, it's under warranty. So anyways, I've kept it real simple. I threw on bars. Of course, I'm a big bar guy. I love Apes. Was only able to do the 14s because the 14 you didn't have to replace any cables. I don't love them. I'd rather be sitting at 16, but then again, I think 16 and 18, you know, 20, any of that just looks ridiculous on a freaking bagger. But I don't know. I don't know what to do. So I'm just riding with my 14s. Got my slip-ons. Got a little bit of air cleaner. Put way too much of the goddamn Dark Custom shit on there. I got the Dark Custom Derby cover and fucking Willie G skull air cleaner and. Stupid shit that you know they get you because you want it because you want to be cool. Get the Custom Dynamics lights because Scuba kept trying to rear end me. Harley stock lights are just shit, they're just absolute shit. But I got the Custom Dynamics controller pushing the Custom Dynamic lights, and now when I hit the brakes, I can land small aircraft like it is fucking ridiculous. But that's a good thing, man. Safety first, right? No! Safety third! Nobody listens to me anyway. I just don't want to get rear-ended. anytime soon. I love Fiona. They're pretty paint job. I've already got a scratch in her that breaks my fucking heart, but you gotta do it, right? You gotta get that first scratch in a bike. Luckily, it's on one of the saddlebag lids. Bad news is nobody's figured out the snake venom paint scheme. So for those of you that don't know what snake venom is, it basically goes from green to purple depending on the light. I put a big gouge in one of my saddlebag lids, but it's time to go get big boy speakers. So I'm gonna have to get an amp and put in big boy speakers, get the Rockford Fosgate system going. But the good news is I'm gonna replace the speaker lids to do it, so I can get rid of my scratches, and then she'll be all pretty again. She's pretty anyway. Most people don't even notice it until I point it out, and they're like, "Oh yeah, oh wow, that's a big scratch." Yeah, it makes me sad. But back to what was awesome. Window Liquor comes up roaring up on his new Road Glide Ultra, and of course that's when I put the filter base on and was all excitedly, you know, about to spray the filter and put on the retainer when I realized I forgot to put the gasket in. So of course I have to take it all back off and put it back on. So of course my 15 minutes turned into at least 25, but the Window Liquor's pretty patient. He waited for me. And we jetted out, and there's a couple of little curvy roads out behind my house that I wanted to hit, and you know, he didn't care where we went. And my curvy roads wound out, and I just kind of picked a direction on a county road and just went. I knew he was getting bored, so you know, he rolled up and said, "Hey, what are we doing?" I was thinking, well, I'll hit the 303. 303 down here is real curvy, real pretty, drops in this town called Peninsula. Peninsula, I think it's the Winking Lizard down there, which is sort of a biker bar, sort of not, but it's really cool in this cool little town called Peninsula. So we went down there, and Window Liquor took me out on, I think it's River Road through the National Forest, the Cuyahoga National Forest, whatever, River Valley thing, and took me by on Canal Road where the Erie Canal is, where they have the tow road where the horses used to drag the canals. It's a big piece of history there. Just a beautiful ride, even though it's just shitty spring and everything's brown, but it was still just, God, it felt so goddamn good. Oh, it felt so good. Get out. I didn't even really get on her, to be honest with you, but man, I just found myself in my trance, just riding, feeling the wind, feeling the vibration of the engine. Not a care in the fucking world. Full tank of gas. Don't give a shit where we're going. No schedules, no nothing. Just ride. And it's been so long. It's been, oh, Jesus, I think it's been 5 months. I think I put her up, like, right around Halloween, I think. So November, December, January, February, March. Yeah, we're just about 5 months. 5 months of no ride in the motorcycles because this goddamn soft tail in my garage just continues to kick my ass. Now that I've started to fix everything else and get everything back together, I've ascertained that my wiring harness has multiple shorts in it. So I think I'm going to have to replace the entire wiring harness. I've been happier. I've been a lot happier. This is going to be an absolute freaking nightmare. But at the end of the day, it's still motorcycles. And the motorcycles make me happy. The motorcycles bring me joy, even in my absolute anger and frustration. I still love going out in the garage and seeing that soft tail sitting out there. And of course, now she's nose to nose with Fee, and Fiona's probably happy to be home and happy to be ridden. She's been sitting in Rock and Roll Harley Davidson's storage shed, you know, on a trickle charger, all fogged out and ready to rock. And it's such a cool service. You know, I picked up their maintenance plan when I bought the bike. I don't remember how much it was, but, you know, they cover all your maintenance, and then you get free indoor heated storage. You know, they winterize it, and then, you know, you just give them 3-4 days notice and come pick it up. You know, I've been scouring the weather, and I saw that Saturday it was supposed to be 56 degrees and sunny, and I'm like, yep, that's the day right there. Boom. And they washed her all up for me, and God, it just felt good to get out there. Felt so good to get out there, so good to ride. And it kind of got me thinking today, you know, because I was getting ready to head into the office this morning, high five the boss man like I do. And the yogi says, yeah, I think I'm going to meditate for a little bit before I get ready. Like, all right, so I quietly get the dog downstairs and saunter out the door, giving her the time and space to do her thing. And I'm thinking about meditation. And if you heard the podcast on that, you know my views, you know her views. But I was just thinking, man, that's what I hit on the motorcycle. I think that is a form of meditation. And we've talked about that, but I was just more aware of it. More aware of the fact that I process thoughts better. I get most of my thinking done in the wind. And I don't know why that is. We've talked about it. I've talked about it before with therapists and stuff. And I think it's where I feel the safest because I'm moving. I'm moving. Nothing can get me. Obviously, I'm not talking about being in traffic. I'm talking about these old country back roads that you get on where it's just you and the pavement. You pass, you know, one car every 5 minutes. Just no destination, nowhere to go. And that's when my brain kicks in. And it's the only time that I can ever comfortably sit in my thoughts. I don't know why. I don't care why. But it's awesome. I'm not going to tell Yogi that, but I was meditating yesterday. I was completely present in the moment. I knew where I was. I knew what I was doing. I could smell the things around me. I could feel the things around me. I could appreciate every piece of it. It was awesome. It was absolutely awesome. Sharing it with Window Licker, I mean, like, you know, he's my buddy. We're both CVMA guys, and, you know, he's my neighbor a couple blocks over, and it's just awesome. There's so much power in the individual activity of riding when you couple it with the group. When you share that, you know, got two dudes rolling down the road yesterday. We're doing our own thing in our own worlds, but we're hanging out together. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. You know, he gave me an impromptu history lesson. You know, I'm pretty new to Ohio still, and I haven't really explored enough of Ohio. I've seen some cool things in a corner here and there, but just to get his abbreviated take and his advice on where to go to look and the history that he knew, it was cool. It was so cool. And I think the funniest part of the whole thing was, you know, he's like, where do you want to go? I'm like, I don't care. Where do you want to go? I don't care. You want to go back? I don't care. You know, like, neither one of us really cared. The first thing he said to me was, I got a half a tank. That's all I got. All right. You know, I love it. That was our parameter, was he was going to have to get gas at a half a tank. I don't even think we went more than, 40, 45 miles yesterday riding around. But I mean, you know, so much of it was 30 mile an hour road. You know, it was a couple hour ride. It was glorious. Then I capped it off, hitting up my favorite dive bar here, and grabbed a Philly cheesesteak sandwich and a couple frosty cold Budweisers and headed home. And you know what? I went to bed at 9 o'clock last night. 9 o'clock. Why? Holy fuck, am I getting old. I slept until 7:30 this morning. It was fucking glorious. I feel so good today, I don't know what to do with myself. And then I saw a video on the TikTok of Kid Rock's Woodstock performance. 1999 Woodstock. And, oh my God. What an insane intro. And I just got sucked into it. So I've had I've had the name that I can't say out loud or else she'll answer me and do stuff, playing a little Kid Rock for me here, and I'm just in a zone today. It's like being post-orgasmic. Just so excited about the ride. And of course, today it's raining, and it's going to rain all week because it's spring and this is what we get. And, it's supposed to hit the 60s this weekend with rain, which sucks. But, I got a lot to look forward to, even though I can't ride. I got tickets to the Minnesota Wild. They're coming here. Well, they're not coming here. They're coming to Pittsburgh, which is what, an hour and a half, 2 hours from Cleveland. So the Yogi and I are going to go check out that game and then just kind of roll around Pittsburgh and do our thing. What else is coming up here? The Ohio State CVMA meetings coming up. And I've got to put 2,500 miles on between now and June 1st-ish so that I can get my 25K service done before I head out to Colorado. So I'm going to have to find some pointless riding. I have to solicit some of my no-good hooligan friends to go hit the triple nickel with me just because it's there. Pop on a couple hundred miles in a day there. That'll take a swing at it. Do that 10 times. Well, 9 times because state meeting will be in time. And that's, we're doing that down in Cincinnati. Cincinnati this year. So that'll be a nice little ride. Pretty stoked for that. But yeah, I'm just, man, I'm getting ramped and amped for Nats. They're the Colorado boys, man. They're excited. They're posting some awesome shit. Ride maps, ideas, like they've scouted out rides in the, all over the state of Colorado. It is, I'm so excited to get out there and see that. Loving the pre-planning they're doing. I mean, it's fun to not have a plan. But it's also fun to have a destination. And when people are already telling you the scenic routes, man, that's just good information. So I'm getting so excited. Be camped out with Hollywood. I believe we got the Pickle. Might even have the Deacon. Deacon was the state rep in Minnesota when I joined. And this guy knows everybody. If you ever want to know anything about riding a motorcycle or the organizations that ride motorcycles, Deacon is just the coolest dude, man. Coolest dude. He's got an awesome job, a very awesome job. He represents an agency for the big guy in red that happens sometime in December. And that's kind of his second job is represent, and he is very good at it. And it's really funny because before I met him, as always a tradition, I take my kids down, get their picture taken with Santa. Here I am looking through family photos that I've saved from, oh God, a bunch of different years, and there's my kids sitting on Deacon's lap, and I'm like, that is just, talk about coming full circle, right? It's just badass. I love that shit. Nicest guy you'll ever meet. Nicest guy, and he can tell a story. Oh man, he gets so excited telling stories. I could listen to him all day long. Just a riot. Pickle's what, 6'6"? I don't know. He's just a giant man with a big heart and a huge belly laugh. I'm excited to see him. Hollywood's just Mr. Smooth, man. He was one of the first guys I ever met in CVMA, and I rode with him the day I got my patch. And I rode with him a couple more times, and we just became friends. And he and Rambler are very close, and they let me into their group, and I've been able to hang out with them and ride with them, and they've accepted Yogi with their significant others, and boy, we've had some fun. Just nothing like awesome, but I mean, we just hanging out. I scroll through, I have a picture slideshow on my computer, and just these pictures just show up of us at various bars and various events and stuff, and you know, just it's my family. That's my family, and what I love is they love my blood family. My kids know all these people. They love all these people, and it makes it so easy for me to be away from my kids, to know that help is just a phone call away, and to have that support, to know that I can have six angry bikers at their house, you know, with a phone call to help them finish their science project or whatever it would be. You know, and the best part is I don't have to make those calls because my kids are brilliant and they make good choices and they live good lives. But it's just reassuring for me to know that they have that. It's just so much comfort. So much comfort in the brotherhood. I don't know if I've ever really explained the Combat Vets Motorcycle Association, but to be a full member, you have to have served in combat and ride a motorcycle. And when you just hop around in day-to-day society, you don't meet a lot of combat vets. You meet a few combat vets, but we speak our own language. And a lot of us are, you have to be almost apologetic to fit in when you talk about your service. And it's frustrating because people always, you know, he's just, oh, you were in the war. Oh, did you kill anybody? Fuck you. You don't know anything about it. But you get around a group of combat vets and they just walk in and they're like, hey, fucker. Where's your beard? Nice beard. Sweet ink, man. What do you ride? You're home. You can say or do almost anything in a way that's understood and is universally appreciated. There's so much laughter. I think that's my favorite part of this organization. It's how much laughter they're in. None of these guys take themselves very seriously. I mean, you always get one or two that still think they're in. They still like get excited about boot camp. They still have the high and tight and the fucking Hitler mustache because, you know, that's what they learned and that's what they took from it. But for the most part, everybody carries their power so lightly. Sit in these bars with, you know, roadside style, whatever it is we're doing that day, surrounded by some of the most violent human beings this planet has ever seen. So much power in that. And the best part is, so many of them are so humble. It's never what you would think when the CVMA rolls in. It's never, oh my God, look at, you know, this. It's just laughter and hilarity. In smart ass comments and you know, it's just, it's so good. But to dig underneath the skin of what's going on in there, so much shared experience, so much subdued violence, a lot of pain at the end of the day. But just to be there and to be around people that understand, and you don't even have to talk about it. Or if you do need to talk about it, it's a great place to talk about it. But there's just so much power in being understood. So much power in being understood. It's just so relaxing. I'm not even sure I'm making sense anymore. But hey, we have news. We have breaking news. Oh, this shit is going to be... Oh my God! Stitch is working tirelessly on putting together some merchandise for me. Some Mofo Show t-shirts, some Mofo Show hoodies. Should have a store up and running here, hopefully by the middle of April, if everything goes well. So, my two, three, maybe four listeners I have. Get some mofo show gear. We even have some Yogi and the Warrior t-shirts that will be thrown up on those sites. So keep an eye out. I'm sure I will be losing my mind and telling everybody and sharing it all over the Book of Faces and all that interesting shit. But at any rate, I wish you all the ability to get out, kick the tires, and light the fires. I wish you so much the ability to go so fast. Just don't die. Because the most important thing that we can never forget is safety third.